Hello, fight fans, and welcome to Corner Advice. I'm your host, Tom Zaffino. This week, I'm breaking down UFC 285, Jones versus Gon, Shevchenko versus Grasso. We have two title fights, heavyweight title fight, and the women's flyweight title. So we have two five-rounders. So that'll be something to talk about in cash, what we want to stack. For me, I feel like I'm just going to stack the main event. Well, we'll get into it a little bit later, but I do think Shevchenko handles business pretty easily in this one. So I don't think there's a lot of value to Grasso. But we have 14 fights on this card. We're going to get started. I'm going to try to blow through this. I'm a little bit late getting to recording this, so I want to get it out as soon as possible. Like I said, 14 fights. First fight, we start with Esteban Ribovics taking on Loic. I'm going to screw his name up. Rajabov. I don't really understand the line on this one. I like Ribovics in this one. He's got 11 wins, all wins by finish, and two guys both making their debut.
I haven't been overly impressed with Loic. He does have a wrestling base. His striking's okay. He does tend to be kind of loopy with his punches.
Overall, I think this fight's pretty close, and Ribovics being plus 225 to me is just, I just don't understand it. I like him here. I think he can win this fight. Definitely a lot to find out about both of these fighters, both making their debut. But I don't know. I think Ribovics is fine in this spot.
Next fight we have
Is Demon Blackshear taking on Fareed Basharat? I like the Basharat brothers.
we just saw Javid Basharat of two or three cards ago.
Looked very good. I think Fareed in this instance is a really good play. I like everything about his game, composed, high fight IQ, well-rounded. Demon Blackshear, he's solid in the grappling department. He made his debut last summer. He looked okay. I wasn't overly impressed. He fought to a draw. It was just not a great fight. Well, yeah, it was a pretty boring fight, a little bit back and forth in the grappling, but wasn't overly impressed. I think when it comes to the Basharat brothers, it's going to take a lot for me to pick against either one of them. And in this case, I think Fareed is very good, and I think he wins this fight no problem. Our next fight is in the strawweight division. We have Jessica Penne taking on Tabitha Ricci. Penne pretty much just wants to grapple. She does have good grappling, good submissions, not overly dominant at anything really, but she can be dangerous. She does have good arm bars, good submissions, like I said. But Ricci overall, she's a very good grappler herself. She's an aggressive wrestler. She keeps herself safe. Her striking, while it's not super powerful, it is pretty good. It's consistent, and she pushes the pace. So I think in this fight, we've got a younger fighter who can deal with Penne's grappling, who probably can out-grapple Penne. Honestly, her wrestling's going to be a little bit better. I think Ricci does well in this fight. Probably ends up going to a decision, but I do think Ricci is in control most of the fight.
Our next fight is in
The bantamweight division, we have Manny Martinez taking on Cameron Simon. Simon, another guy, just seems well-rounded, young kid, composed, doesn't get bothered by anything. He's just overall a solid fighter. I like him here. Mana is good. His striking's good. His grappling's solid, but he tends to keep the fights close. Like, even when he's the better fighter, he doesn't really seem to have that killer instinct. And I don't know if he'll ever flip that switch in the UFC. We haven't seen it yet. But I think in this case, I like Cameron Simon. I think he's a more aggressive guy. I think he'll push a higher pace. And overall, I think he's just got a little bit better skill set. Our next fight is in the welterweight division. We have Ian Garry taking on Song Kanaan. Garry is a pretty big up-and-coming prospect. He's 3-0 in the UFC. Last two fights have gone to a decision. Kind of weird because he is kind of a finisher, and I could see him getting a finish here. He's the bigger guy. He's the longer strikes. Longer strikes. I don't know. He's got the longer reach. Overall, just I think he's got the better game. His wrestling is going to be better. striking should be better. He's just a good fighter, up and comer. I think he does have a chance to get a finish in this fight. We just saw Song get knocked out in a pretty dramatic fashion in his last fight. Ian Gary, big favorite here, should get the job done. We move on to the middleweight division. We have Marc-Andre Barrio taking on Julian Marquez. Again, Barrio here has the better pace. Both guys can be taken down. Both guys can't. We saw Barrio recently pull out a submission, which is not something that he typically does, but he did seem to have a pretty nice guillotine. And if he gets you, if he catches you with it, he can finish you. But overall, I got to go with Barrio on the pace. I think he's going to have better volume. I think Marquez is pretty hittable. So if Barrio just keeps going forward, I think he's going to eventually find the button. And if not, take him out, do some pretty good damage, and win the fight on volume.
Our next fight is in the women's flyweight division. We have Vivian Araújo taking on Amanda Ribas. Pretty close fight here. I like Ribas. I think she's more active. I think her cardio is better. I think her offensive wrestling is a little bit better. Araújo does have good wrestling, good grappling all around, but I just think Ribas' pace is better. Her movement's better. The big thing for her is avoiding taking a big shot early because Araújo does have some solid power, but she is a decision machine. So we haven't seen that power really translate. She is dangerous though, so there's always that chance. But I just think Ribas is just going to be more active, have better cardio, and I think she's the more dangerous of the two on the ground. Her submission skills are pretty good. So I think Ribas gets the job done here.
Our next fight is in the middleweight division. We have Derek Brunson taking on Dricus du Plessis. This one early is kind of scary. Brunson does tend to start fast, or at least he has recently. But he does seem, he recently has seemed to fall off a cliff. He pushes a high pace. We saw that in his last fight. He pushed a really high pace, wrestled, wrestled, wrestled. And the next thing you know, second round, he looked like he couldn't wrestle anymore. His shots weren't very good. And he ends up getting TKO'd. Actually, yeah, I think he got TKO'd in that one. But he ended up getting finished. And I think in this fight, Du Plessis has shown he can grapple. His striking is very dangerous. Brunson is very hittable. So I think as the fight goes on, both guys are going to get tired at some point, probably in the second round. Du Plessis seems to fight through fatigue a lot better than Brunson. He's more dangerous to me on the feet. And if he can stuff a couple takedowns, he probably finishes this fight by knockout. So I like Du Plessis here. Definitely a tough fight. Brunson is a tough fighter. He's been in there with everybody, but I think Du Plessis gets the job done.
Next fight is in the bantamweight division. Cody Garbrandt taking on Trevin Jones. Always scary picking Garbrandt because, fight IQ, not always the highest, chin, not the greatest, but he is faster than Trevin Jones. He does have good wrestling. We saw him wrestle in the Rob Font fight. That was a five rounder. He did end up getting tired late in that fight, and that kind of Font kind of took over as the fight got long. But if Garbrandt does come out, choose to wrestle, fight smart, he can dominate this fight. He is faster on the feet. Trevin Jones has never been knocked out, but Cody Garbrandt has knocked out a few guys in his past that have never been knocked out. So definitely can win by knockout here. But honestly, I think if he fights a smart fight and utilizes his wrestling, even if he's just mixing it in, Jones isn't a very high volume guy. So really the one thing Garbrandt has to avoid is just getting clipped, taking a big shot. But overall, I just think Garbrandt's the better fighter. If he's ever going to right the ship, now would be the time. If he doesn't win this one, I don't know. That's probably it for him. I mean, he'll probably stick around, but I just don't think we're going to see him win a ton if he can't get through Trevin Jones. But I do believe he will. I believe he'll wrestle. I believe he's faster, so he can hurt him on the feet. Trevin Jones, I've seen him in multiple fights get hurt to the body. So if Garbrandt studied any film, ripped the body a little bit, there is a lot of paths to victory here for Garbrandt, and I think he gets the job done. Our next fight is in the middleweight division.
We have Bo Nickel taking on Jamie Pickett. If you've heard about Bo Nickel, obviously, you know, dominant NCAA wrestler. 3-0 in his career. He's making his UFC debut. Gigantic favorite here. If you're going to bet this fight, you know, if you're going to put Bo in a parlay, you just bet him inside the distance. That's minus 650 right now, which is still high. But if you're, you know, if you're trying to put together like a three-fight parlay, you could do something with it. But I just think he's going to win. I think he's going to dominate this fight. He probably wins by submission, probably wins by first-round submission. So I am going to put a little bit on the first-round prop. I don't know if I will. I'll probably put a little bit on the submission because first-round submission, I think, gets us to plus money. So I will sprinkle there and sprinkle a little bit on the second-round finish as well. I don't think it gets beyond that. Bo Nickel is far superior in the grappling department. He probably doesn't even have to throw one strike to get this fight to the ground. Jamie Pickett has been dominated in the wrestling in recent fights. So really, this is just a welcome to Bo Nickel. Like, here you go. Here's your UFC debut. Go take care of business. Get everybody hyped up about the young prospect. And, you know, Bo should roll in this one. And there's not much more to say about that. Basically, the hardest part about this fight, figuring out what's the best way to bet it to actually make money. I like the first round prop. Second round prop, little sprinkle is, I mean, that's like plus 400. So why not? But yeah, I think, you know, inside the distance, you can throw into a parlay. But either way, I think Bo dominates this fight, finishes this fight, and I don't think it's competitive. Our next fight is in the lightweight division. Very interesting matchup here. We have Jalen Turner taking on Mateusz Gamrot. Gamrot is a very good wrestler. If he can get his wrestling going, I think he can win this fight. But Turner is very dangerous. He has sharp submissions. He's tall. He's long. He's rangy. You know, he's been on a nice streak recently, just kind of blowing the doors off guys. And I think this is a matchup here where Gamrot is durable. He's a strong wrestler. He's a very good fighter, but he does tend to get hit. He does take some damage. If Jalen Turner lands some good shots on him, he can take him out. He can also win on the ground. I know Gamrot is an awesome grappler, and he can neutralize some of the jiu-jitsu of Jalen Turner, but Turner is long. Like I said, he can be tricky on the ground. He does have good skills. He is kind of rolling right now. Not an easy dog to pick here, but I do like Turner. It's going to be tough, but I think he's worth a shot. It's going to be a fun fight to watch. But if Turner shows up and does his thing, I think he can win this fight. Our next fight is in the welterweight division. We have Jeff Neal taking on Shavkat Rakhmonov. Rakhmonov is extremely good. He doesn't talk. He doesn't speak. I don't think he speaks English, so that's probably part of the reason why you don't hear much from him. But his grappling is high level. His striking is high level. He's unique. He's tough to deal with. He's big. Taking on Jeff Neal. Jeff Neal's a tough dude. Jeff Neal has big power. He can be dangerous. He can push a high pace. He's durable. But as fights get longer, he can be wrestled. We saw that in the Neil Magny fight. Rakhmonov is much better than Neil Magny on the ground. We saw that when those two fought. Rakhmonov just pushes the pace, gets the fight to the ground. The fight is his to be won. And it's really going to take something like a big knock, you know, a big knockout or something like that, or a big knockdown to completely change the trajectory of this fight for Jeff Neal. But overall, I've been nothing but impressed with Shavkat, and I think he gets the job done here. I think he's a guy that nobody's talking about in the title picture yet because, like I said, he doesn't really speak. You don't hear much from him. He's not, even when he wins, he's not super flashy. Like, the finishes are flashy, but you don't get a whole lot out of him personality-wise. So there's just no buzz around him. He's basically Khamzat Chimaev, but Khamzat talks and he's loud and he's in your face, and you see Hamzat is getting pushed. But I think this is a situation where Shavkat wins this fight. This is a big spot, a lot of eyeballs. People are going to say, wow, this guy is a legit title contender. And I think he's a fight or two away from the title if he gets through Neil. So I like Shavkat a lot here. I think he's just a dangerous fighter, very talented, and he's going to be a name to know for quite some time. That brings us to our co. Yeah, we're on the co-main, right? Yes, we are on the co-main. That is the women's flyweight title. Valentina Shevchenko taking on Alexa Grasso. To me, Grasso, very good striker. I don't think she's on the level of Valentina, although she is high level, I will say. But this is a very similar situation to the Jessica Andrade fight for Valentina, where, Andrade obviously dangerous on the feet. And, we thought, okay, she could be a challenge. She's very strong. And Valentina just came out and took her down over and over again. Body lock takedowns, dominant positions, won the fight in the second round. I think she could do the exact same thing to Grasso in this fight. I don't see it wouldn't, I don't know why. I mean, she could stand and she probably wins a striking match. But after her last title defense, it was pretty close. She did get wrestled a little bit against Santos. So there's a lot of questions about her grappling, which, if you know Valentina, she's got a chip on her shoulder. She wants to prove to everybody how dominant she is. And she could likely just come out and wrestle nonstop, get the fight to the ground, land ground and pound, and finish this fight. I think she's got a point to prove, and I think she will prove that point. Our next fight is the heavyweight main event, the return of John Jones. It's been 3 years since we've seen John Jones taking on Ciryl Gane. I know there's the community out there that says, oh, you can't bet against John Jones. You're betting against John Jones, you're throwing away your money. And maybe that's the case. He does tend to find a way to win. But if you really just look at his recent form, it has not been good. It has not been good at all. Thiago Santos fight, I definitely think he loses that fight if Santos doesn't blow his knee out in the second round. Santos was landing big shots on him. He just looked better. And even as that fight went on, Santos fought that fight with a blown out knee from the second round on. And it was still a competitive fight. And really, the reason why Jones, it was an easy decision, was because there would be times in the fight where Santos would throw something, his knee would buckle, he would have to start backing up, Jones would move forward, and the optics were, oh, Jones is dominating this guy, but guy was on one leg. Actually, he might have been on no legs because I think he blew out both knees at some point. But if you really look at, I mean, the Dominic Reyes fight, a lot of people thought Jones lost that fight as well. And people say, okay, well, he's going to wrestle Gane. Well, he couldn't wrestle Dominic Reyes. He tried to take him down, wasn't able to. I took him down once, but he got stuffed a bunch in that fight. So, from what I've seen, the John Jones that I knew years ago, I watched him. I was in Newark. I watched him win the title against Shogun. Like, that John Jones is long gone. We haven't seen that John Jones in quite some time. His recent opponents, if you go back since the last DC fight, his opponents that he fought have a 5-10 record since fighting Jones, most of them just getting knocked out. The only one that has really won consistently was Anthony Smith. He accounted for four of those wins. So you take Anthony Smith out of the picture, and the guys that John Jones has fought recently have not fared well. And it's not because John Jones beat the crap out of those guys and they were never the same. He fought them to close decisions, and then they went on and they just keep getting knocked out by everybody. So the big bad John Jones, I don't know if he's still here. I don't know if we'll ever see him again. Maybe we will. Maybe he'll be better at heavyweight. Maybe he's got something to prove. He's had 3 years off. Maybe we'll see vintage John Jones. But to me, Ciryl Gane, also a technical fighter, very high level stand up. I just don't see, unless John does pull the wrestling out of the bag and just wrestles nonstop, I think Ciryl Gane wins this fight. And I think despite the fact that Gane has not shown to be a big time finisher in the UFC, he has finished some pretty tough dudes and he has shown some pretty good power. And I just think if the John Jones that fought Dominic Reyes and Thiago Santos shows up to this fight, I think Ciryl Gane dominates him. We'll see. When it comes to cash, I'm obviously stacking this fight. It is still John Jones. Obviously, if I get it wrong, I want to be on the right side of it. A lot of people will have Jones. Obviously, there will be high ownership on both guys in this fight for cash. I think a lot of people will be stacking it. But yeah, I mean, it is tough to pick against John Jones, but just based on what I've seen and what I've seen from Ciryl Gane, I feel like Ciryl Gane can get the job done. And, I'm rolling with that. We'll stack it in cash. I'll play Gane in my single entry tournament. I've only got three dogs on this card, but I do think it's a pretty straightforward card, and I feel pretty good about it. I think we're going to win some solid money on this one. I will have my bets out. Check out my Twitter, at TommyZ_MMA, and I'll have my bet picks. I'll have my cash thoughts. What else will I have? Any updates? If after weigh-ins, obviously, if anything changes, that'll all be updated. I'll try to keep as much out there as I can. But those are the plays, those are the picks. And yeah, I guess until next time, good luck on Saturday.